Good morning. So, I wonder, have you noticed that Instagram is down? Facebook is down. And honestly, I'm pretty happy. I am pretty happy because now I don't have FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. FOMO is a real issue, folks, and FOMO is no joke. FOMO is when you see something and you're afraid that, oh, you're missing out, you're not included, and you feel bad about yourself. FOMO. If you know someone on Instagram and they post something amazing and you're thinking, gosh, I wish I was there. Or maybe some friends of yours post a video of them all together and you're not there, you might get FOMO. In fact, on the weekend, I was hanging out with some friends up in the mountains and we were playing some games. A game called Taskmaster. Look up Taskmaster when you have a moment. Wonderful TV show to watch. Fantastic for learning English. So anyways, we're playing Taskmaster. And in this area, there was a few other groups who were not with us, but one or two of them came over to ask us what we were doing because they saw us playing games, laughing, having a good time. And we explained what we were doing. Oh, we're playing Taskmaster. We've created some games. We time ourselves to see who can do the games the fastest. And this chick says, oh my God, I have so much FOMO watching you guys. I have so much FOMO watching you guys. I have so much fear of missing out watching you guys. So she's watching us playing these games, laughing, drinking, having a great time. And she's sitting over there with her friends, with her family, whoever, and thinking, fuck, I'd like to be over there. I'd like to join in. I'm missing out. So she had FOMO, F-O-M-O. And right now, I do not have FOMO. Because I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Instagram, and I'm thinking, it is wonderful. I'm very, very happy that they're all down. Now, I know this is going to cause big issues in the world of business. I know it's going to cause big issues in a lot of different events. A lot of teachers I know rely on Instagram, rely on Facebook to get their message out, to make sales, to do everything. Like, the rat race is on social media, essentially. But I think it's nice to take a break. And, you know, it really got me thinking, can you imagine Facebook, Meta, Instagram, whatever, never came back? Now, wouldn't that be a new world? That would be a huge change for a lot of people if all of these social media sites didn't come back. In fact, what do you think? Would it be better or worse for humanity if these didn't come back? Like, you know, you can learn English by talking about your day, talking about your hobbies, talking about the weather, your food, whatever. But what would the big social impacts of no social media be? That's how you can really learn English. That's how you can push the boundaries of your English. So think about it. Facebook is down. Instagram is down. How would you feel if they never came back? Would it affect your life personally? Do you use these social media pages, these social media channels, these social media platforms? Do you use them? How often do you use them? How do you feel when you use them? And how would you feel if they never came back? Would you miss being able to communicate with your friends, with your family, with your groups? Or would you just find an alternative way to do all of that? You know, it really got me thinking. Imagine it didn't come back and all these big businesses that rely on it, suddenly they'd have to shift their marketing completely. I personally don't think it would be the worst if it didn't come back. It would almost, it'd be like the great reset, I guess. And there's obviously many pros and cons to it not coming back. But genuinely, I don't believe they're healthy for society. And I know I'm on them. I know I posted them and everything. But I do not believe they're healthy for society. I have a good balance where I don't really go on it personally. I use these social media platforms for business. I've never really been a huge social media person personally. But business-wise, yeah, it's helpful. Like, one thing I firmly believe is that social media does bring out the worst in people. To bring out the worst in people. Write that idiom down. And if something brings out the worst in you, in a person, it makes you nasty. It makes you bad. Like, what is the worst? The worst is aggression. The worst is FOMO, stress, anxiety. The worst is being able to comment and insult a person without having any accountability because you're hiding behind a wall. And the wall is social media. The wall is a fake name, a fake channel or something. I honestly know some people that spend all day, every day on social media freaking out about the news, a storm or something. And, you know, it builds up this, how would I say it, this sense of fear or sense of dread. So I honestly believe social media brings out the worst in people. If used correctly, it can be amazing, but we're not very good as a species at using things correctly, in my opinion. Anyways, I just hopped on here to let you all know that Instagram is down, Facebook is down, and I do not have FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And the fear of missing out is gone. So I just want to thank you all for being here on Telegram, which is not down, because this is where the real learning happens. Have a great day, my friends. Bye for now.